Is Ramzan Kadyrov going rogue, or is he launching a Kremlin trial balloon by calling for opposition figures to be tried as traitors and enemies of the people? Hello from our broadcast headquarters in Prague, and welcome to the Power Vertical Briefing. My name is Brian Whitmore, host of the Power Vertical podcast here at RFRL. Joining me here in the studio to discuss the things we expect to make news this week in Russia is Pavel Buturin, editor-in-chief of RFRL's Russian language television program Current Time. Welcome back, Pavel, and congratulations on the promotion.
Thank you, Brian. It's great to be back.
Great to have you back. So Kadyrov's at it again. Last week, he attracted national attention by calling anyone opposed to Vladimir Putin an enemy of the people and a traitor who should be put on trial. And over the weekend, Magomed Daoudov, the speaker of Kadyrov's rubber stamp legislature, called the liberal Echo Moskvy radio station and the Dosh television channel headquarters of the fifth column. That's a quote. The statement asked, when will the logical end be brought to the activity of these informational psychological saboteurs? This Stalin-esque language almost. He also posted a photo of an attack dog and threats against Echo Moskvy editor Alexei Venediktov and various opposition figures. What do you make of this, Pavel, and how is Current Time going to cover this story?
Yeah, you know, it all happened on Instagram, Ramzan Kadyrov's favorite American-owned social medium. And the head of what's called parliament in Chechnya, Magomed Daoudov, Instagram username, wait for it, lord_095, posted a photo of Kadyrov's German shepherd growling and baring its teeth. The dog is named Tarzan, after an American fictional character. The long caption describes other breeds of dogs that that are presumably being attacked by Tarzan, and Tarzan's most hated breeds are American and European. He's also making direct threats to the Russian liberal radio station Echo Moskvy, opposition leader Ilya Yashin, and Igor Kalyapin, the head of the Committee Against Torture. And the day before that, they would have launched a less metaphorical attack on Echo Moskvy and Dosh TV, this time on the official Grozny Inform news agency's website. Now, all this follows a social media exchange between Kadyrov and an independent Krasnoyarsk legislator, Konstantin Senchenko. So real quick, Kadyrov called the so-called non-systemic opposition enemies of the people. Then right. Senchenko, you know, said that Kadyrov was a disgrace for Russia. And then all of a sudden, Senchenko posts this apology to the Chechen leader, saying that after meeting with a representative of the Chechen community, or maybe more than one, he now profoundly apologized to the Chechen leader. What do I make of this? Why is it that no one has come to the defense of this brave individual in Russia?
Right.
Where is the opposition? Like, what wouldn't you apologize if a bunch of representatives of the Chechen community showed up at your doorstep and asked you to apologize to the Chechen leader? I think it only goes to show that Ramzan Kadyrov is completely outside law in Russia. He can basically get away with anything. We are planning to interview Igor Kalyapin himself, the head of the Committee Against Torture, and get his reaction to this, and maybe Gleb Pavlovsky.
Because one of the questions in my mind, you say Kadyrov's outside the law, and I wonder if that's the case. Is Kadyrov just going rogue, or as I said in the intro, is he carrying the Kremlin's water but giving the Kremlin plausible deniability? Is this a trial balloon? I mean, you go back, I couldn't help but notice this all took place just shy of the anniversary of the Nemtsov assassination.
Oh, completely.
Kadyrov's widely believed by everybody that seriously looked into that to have been behind that, or at least connected to it. He got away scot-free, even as the FSB was trying to bring him down, if you remember a year ago. But Putin came to his defense and protected him. He got so many medals, he's going to have to grow a second chest since the Nemtsov assassination. Arbakan brought this up. It said that Kadyrov's been emboldened due to the impunity he appeared to get over Nemtsov.
This is a good point, yes.
Yeah. And Echo Moskvy is asking, why is Putin silent? Now, if you put those two together, and my big question about Kadyrov has always been, is he rogue, or is this Putin's plausible deniability death squad, if you will?
Can you be both? Can you just go rogue, and then the Kremlin will use you as this barking dog? you know, to refer back to Tarzan.
Right. But it's an important distinction because there's, on one hand, they're afraid of bringing Kadyrov down no matter what he does. And before Nemtsov, you had, he was suspected in the Politkovskaya assassination, the Anna Politkovskaya assassination, the investigative journalist. There's fears that if you bring him down, you'd have chaos in Chechnya. Therefore, he kind of has the Kremlin over a barrel. This way he can get away with everything he wants. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation is that they use him. You think it could be both?
I think it can be both. You can test the limits for a while and then find that that balance where you can basically try to get away with anything and anything you say and do, and then being used as a puppet, so to speak, of the Kremlin.
No, you got to wonder where this is going to go. I mean, is this going to, or is this a trial balloon potentially? You know, are they planning a massive action against the opposition? The economy's going to pieces right now, and there's a lot of speculation that one of the ways the Kremlin might react to that would be to crack down on the opposition to make sure there's no trouble. So it's certainly something to be watching, and I'll definitely be watching your coverage of this. What else are you guys looking at this week? I mean, the ruble slide continues. It's nearing 80 to the dollar. Oil's dropped to $28 the last time I checked before I came into the studio. Are you hitting on these economic themes as well this week?
We're thinking of interviewing an economist on the possible implications of the lifting of the Iranian sanctions on the Russian economy. You know that the ruble hit 78.94 against the dollar today.
It's going to probably cross 80 this week.
Yes, many analysts are expecting that. And of course, it's all speculative, but many economists are now afraid the lifting of the Iranian sanctions will further affect oil prices.
Yeah.
And we may also expect some conspiracy theories inside Russia that it's all a Western plot to undermine the Russian economy and oil trade.
Even though Russia backed the Iran deal.
Exactly.
This is something I'm glad you're looking at that story. That's something that I've been wondering about once this happens. I mean, if you look at the numbers, Iran's the world's third largest natural gas producer, but it's 25th largest exporter. Mm-hmm. And what happens when all that Iranian gas goes online? And a lot of it's going to start going to Europe, which is Russia's primary market. That's not to even speak about the oil, but this can further slam Russia's economy. Oil hit $28. I mean, it's funny. Remember, towards the end of last year, Goldman Sachs was predicting $20 oil, and everybody thought that was beyond the pale. Now we're getting there. It's 28 now. If this current slide continues. We're going to hit that 20 mark pretty soon. So you're hoping to interview an economist on the Iran deal? What are you hoping to look for beyond these gas prices? I mean, I know Russia was hoping to.
Well,
get
in
a
many
lot
countries,
of,
including Russia, consumers are still waiting for the slide to take an effect on their well-being, on the actual prices of food and goods. So we want to look into that. But also this week, we will continue our coverage of Ukraine and the demining process and the conflict zone in eastern Ukraine, the meeting of the Crimean Tatars outside of Crimea and Kherson, and other subjects, also Moldova, the parliamentary crisis. You're welcome to go to our website at currenttime.tv.
I'm glad you said that. I was going to say that. Currenttime.tv. Everybody should take a look at that. All of those of you that speak Russian or understand Russian. And on that note, I guess we'll wrap it up. That's all we have time for today. You've been listening to the Power Vertical Briefing, a weekly look ahead at the stories making news in Russia. We do this every Monday, so be sure to tune in. I'm Brian Whitmore, host of the Power Vertical podcast. Joining me has been Pavel Buturin, editor-in-chief of RFRL's Russian language television program, Current Time, whom you can follow at Pasha Buturin on Twitter. Join us again next week. And now, as always, I leave you with the soothing sounds of Noise MC.